surveying of countywide areas depicts economic struggle, with 6.5% of businesses saying they're at risk of closing. When the focus of surveying narrows to the Eureka Old Town and downtown areas, 39.4% of business owners saying they're struggling, and 9.1% at risk of closing. As described during a July 4th online meeting of the Community Economic Resilience Consortium, the surveying took place during most of April with 214 responses from all areas of the county. A majority of the businesses are considered small scale, with major challenges identified as the rising costs of doing business, decreased sales, and maintaining qualified staff. The Eureka area is particularly concerned about safety issues. Eureka Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Nancy Olson summarized the countywide results. She described the percentage of struggling businesses as indicative of a post-COVID era shift.
So, you know, the happiness is the thriving in the blue, stable in, you know, the 46, 47% that are stable, but 42, 43% of our businesses said they are struggling or at risk of closing. That's, to me, pretty massive. I had somebody look at that and they said, oh, that's pretty good. And I'm like, we're reading this. Are we in, you know, backwards land or something? 42% of our businesses said that they're struggling. And this is not new. This is not just because of the shift in policies at the federal level. This is the ongoing pandemic, post-pandemic shifts in our reality that have been building over years. So there you have it. Our business community is definitely struggling.
Other takeaways from the countywide surveying include 64% expect increased costs due to changes in federal policy, and 45% are anticipating fewer customers. Amanda Krushke of Eureka Main Street summarized results of the Eureka surveying. As with the countywide surveying, Eureka businesses identified increased costs and decreasing sales as major challenges. And the degree to which Eureka businesses are struggling is similarly alarming.
We have about 51% that are thriving or stable, but we have 48.5% that are struggling or at risk of closing. And that's a really scary number. That's something to be really concerned about. And then the top challenges facing those in the downtown and old town area are, number one, increased costs of goods, followed by decreased sales, high rent and operational costs, limited parking and accessibility, and online competition. So the businesses down here are definitely feeling all of those.
Greg Foster, Executive Director of the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and the meeting's moderator, suggested countywide use of Placer AI location data software to determine where business customers are coming from. Wilfred Franklin of the North Coast Small Business Development Center said having covered places to hold events during winter months would help sustain visitation throughout the year. A significant but unquantified impact on the local economy is the decline of the cannabis industry, as discussed here by Foster and Franklin.
I think we're grasping around for data to try to determine really what is the economic impact of the you know, serious decline in the capital coming in from the cannabis industry. And that can't be diminished really in its impact, although we don't really fully understand it from a quantitative standard. I think we certainly feel it in a qualitative standard.
You can take Libations, who would have people come down in November, December after harvest, and he would make half of his money just in December from people buying champagne with cash. That just doesn't happen for him anymore, right? We all have stories about that in Southern Humboldt, I'm sure too, the store. I mean, it's real. And so that money's not floating around. It's making everything leaner and skinnier.
I mean, we have a lot of empty spaces, even in a place like Ferndale, which you don't think of being as, you know, effective, but clearly it was. And I think there's just You know, we had the whole honeydew petrolia growing region out there, the Loire Valley, if you will, of the cannabis. And yeah, it's, I mean, I just think it's not coming over the hill nearly as much as it was.
The goal is to do the surveying annually, but with recent conditions described as being volatile, a one-time 6 months follow-up might be done. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.